Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got a really fun one coming up for you. This is all about dating as an entrepreneur, because it's something that, hey, all of the entrepreneurs I know have dealt with at least one or two of the issues that we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So this is going to be kind of fun. So this is going to be a little bit of a mix of like bitch fest and vent session. So hopefully you can get it out too and know that you're not alone. But also we're going to give you some strategies so that you can get through it. And so that dating as an entrepreneur does not have to be a pain in the ass. It can actually be a lot of fun. And we want to help you get to that side of it.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the best part about this is we can give you both the man and the woman perspective when it comes to dating as an entrepreneur. So really, one of the things that I'd love to kind of dive in on is, for those of you that are online business owners, can I just get an amen or an a woman? Because one of the biggest things is the fact that, again, where most people actually meet and how they date, right? Usually in the workplace or at work events or social events. Well, when you run an online business, you spend about 90% of your time either at home or behind a computer screen. So going out and really like having the work environment to meet or connect with other people, it tends to get a little limiting. And so as we start to look at, okay, where are some other places that we may potentially meet other partners? Other common places tend to be like the bar scene, or going out to the clubs, or all of these other places that may not necessarily be the best place to find somebody high quality or of high value that, you know, most people would want to go and engage in. So the other component is finding somebody who aligns and understands your lifestyle, especially if, again, you're building your own business where you basically have a relationship with your business. And it does kind of feel like, okay, I need to make time for this other person, but I also want to make sure that I'm not taking time away from what I'm doing inside of my business. And I know, Dan, you and I can both attest to this one. And just finding that happy balance of, how do I have me time? How do I have time for my business? And then also having time for dating and then even potentially a long-term relationship if I wanted to get involved.
Yeah, that's a lot going on, isn't it? And I'm the kind of guy, like, I need some alone time every once in a while. And, you know, my girlfriend right now is starting to get aware of that, where it's like, now, you know, because here's the deal. I work with clients, so they either come to my apartment or I see them over video, right? Then when I'm not working with them, I'm kind of working, I'm isolated, sure, but I'm always thinking about other people, right? My mind is always on them still. And then, you know, girlfriend comes over and I have time with her, and it's like a lot. I really need time by myself, just to kind of chill and learn things on my own and work on my own hobbies and projects. And fortunately, I did find a woman who is cool with that. And a relationship otherwise would not work. If I tried to be with anybody who wanted to be number one in my life, they would be zero in my life. And that's just a blatant fact, because I have things that are really important to me. And yeah, I mean, it can be a little tricky for someone else to get that, to really understand, like, hey, like, it's not no harm, no foul. You're never going to be number one in my life. Sorry, you're not. I got to take care of like me and my big projects first. I have my mission. I have my vision for my life. Nothing will get in my way. Absolutely nothing. I don't care what or who it is. Now, next to that, I have relationships and other things that are important to me. They really are. And I do have an amazing relationship with my girlfriend, and she is super supportive. But the reason I feel like we can have that is that I let her know very early on, like, who I was, and gave her essentially the option of like, hey, this is who I am. This is who I'm going to be. This is where I'm going in life. And if that lines up with what you want, awesome. If not, no hard feelings, none at all. And I really meant that, because I really want someone to vibe with me and resonate with me without either one of us having to change in that way, sacrifice who we are or what we want or what we're building for ourselves, because we want to be with each other. And my solution to this kind of a problem has just always been very being upfront, being honest, being open, and being early with it, and not trying to pull any punches, and not, obviously there's tact and everything, right? But like, you know, just letting people know, like, this is who I am. And, you know, with her, it's actually one of the things, you know, she's told me a number of times, it's actually one of the things that she found that was very attractive, that I don't need her. I'm not going to look to her for an anchor or what I'm doing or whatever. Like, I'm still very much an individual in this. And, you know, it's awesome. She actually feels very comfortable about it. So it's one of those things that I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs shy away from talking about. But I think the exact opposite is really powerful.
Love it. Yeah. Cute. It's being recently back in the dating game has been fun. Let me just say there are some interesting humans in the world, to say the very, very least. And I'm so happy that you found one that you vibe with so well.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's interesting, guys. I have to say, dating apps. Wow. Yeah. It is interesting. Like, I can tell who has never ever learned a thing about marketing before in their entire life when I go through these profiles and I see these pictures and these bios, and I'm like, God, this is horrifying. And then there's, you know, some people that actually know how to present themselves decently enough to where it's like, okay, we can maybe have a conversation. but wow, Dan, I don't know if you ever, before you met your girlfriend, if you ever dived into any of the like Tinder, Bumble, or all of these other crazy
things. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Holy shit, this stuff is interesting. Like, wow. Especially coming from like more of a psychology kind of mindset background, there are a lot of really interesting humans in the world. That's kind of all I have to say on that one. And I think the biggest thing that I've found is to get really clear on what you're actually measuring with and what your standards are for what you're kind of looking for. And I think obviously this just comes a little bit from experience of, okay, what are some of the absolute requirements for meeting somebody? And what are some of the things that like I just can't tolerate? And being able to find those flags for yourself right off the bat. And obviously some of those things will take a little bit of getting to know people. But I think it's important that you're upfront and you're playful in your intentions, but you're also clearly communicating that, and you're clearly seeking what it is you're looking for.
Yeah, and I love that you brought up marketing, because, you know, dating and business, they're so, so similar. And I realized that, yes, you know, I used to be on all sorts of apps, and they're kind of fun. They can also be very frustrating, sure. And I think just like marketing, you know, if you don't really know who you're looking for, or if you don't have a clear picture of not just what you want your partner to look like, but who you want them to be, then you're going to position yourself trying to talk to everyone. And that means you talk to no one. And that means you're going to be super frustrated, because you'll have these interactions with people who aren't meant to be your audience in the first place. Like, they aren't your people. And so when things don't go right, you may say like, ah, here's another botched interaction. It was botched to begin with. You should have never been talking to that person. So knock it off, you know? And so I think it's really clear. Like, hey, you're an entrepreneur, right? Learn marketing. Like, learn marketing and apply it. Apply it everywhere in your life. Learn how to sell yourself. Like, you know, Sophie's saying, like, sometimes we get to these profiles, we look at it and we're like, what the fuck is this person saying? You know, like, what am I looking at? There's some random shit on here, which is totally cool. Like, if you're out there just to like mess with people, just to like have a good time, and it doesn't really matter what kind of results you're getting, yeah, you're going to have all sorts of stuff. And it's, some of it's just for a gag, and that's awesome too. Just like some people have businesses of just making funny memes, and they're hilarious, and it's awesome. And you know, thank God for people like that, because I've seen some profiles on like Tinder and Bumble that made me laugh out loud. And thank you. That's awesome. I'm so happy that there are some people out there like that, because they make life amazing. But if you're actually looking for a partner, make sure you're not confusing people. You know, make sure that you're clear and you're crisp and you almost approach it as you do with your business, but without making dating a business. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, this is a big one. And I think for a lot of female entrepreneurs, this is where we kind of get, in a loving way, mind fucked. Because we're so used to operating in our masculine, in our business. It's how we get shit done. And one of the biggest things that I've had to learn recently is how to switch that off when you're dating, and how to get back into your feminine and be a lot more playful. Because you showing up and coming to date as this woman who's, you know, has all her shit together and inner masculine and pretty much having an interview with this person doesn't really work out very well. You find that it kind of is a huge turnoff.
Yeah, let me tell you, women out there, I am one of those guys. I'm actually like really turned on by like strong women. So throwing that out there, if you're a successful entrepreneur woman, be that boss bitch, like be her, you know, like there are going to be men out there who are going to eat that shit up. We're looking for you. We are. And like, as an entrepreneur man, like I have a real hard time dealing with 9-to-5ers. I have a real hard time with people who aren't aggressive and ambitious. I think it's a sexy quality. So if you feel like you're hiding it, stop that shit. Like, let us see it. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. However, like Sophie is saying, if you turn it into a job interview, I turn off in about 2 seconds. Like I'm done and you can't bring me back. You know, it's just like, ah, cool. Like I'm not here to work though. Anyway, keep going, Sophie. But like, just give the man's perspective, like, be that powerful, successful woman who you are. It's amazing. Just, you're so much more than that. And just remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a big one that I've had to learn, is actually having the space to make room for any kind of partnership or relationship. Because, and Dan, I'd love to get your opinion on this one too. To go into the dating world where you come with the mentality of, I don't need no man. No, you don't. You're right. But if you don't create the space to where somebody can feel wanted or desired, they're probably not going to feel like they want to be around you, because they're not feeling attracted to you in that sense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember that people really care about how you make them feel when they're around you. And if I'm around a person and I don't feel like, look, I don't want you to need me, because that's a weird feeling too. But I want you to want me. Otherwise, what are we doing? Like, if we don't want to hang out with each other, you know, like, look, I live in LA, you know, my options are insane. I can go, and I live in a beautiful place in LA where there are gorgeous women walking around all the time. I do not have an issue going outside my apartment and starting up a conversation with a stranger. I don't need to be here with you if you don't want to be here with me. Right. And you know what it's like, women especially, right? Because there is, some of you, you know, you're going to get mad at me for bringing up like stereotypical gender roles, but I don't give a fuck. So there is something very awesome about having a woman being pursued and a man pursuing, or the feminine, whoever's playing the feminine role being pursued, and whoever is playing the masculine role doing the pursuing. And I understand that in some relationships that flip flops, and it's not 100%. Like I do, I consider myself a fairly masculine man. And I do enjoy every once in a while being pursued by my girlfriend. It's a fun little reversal. It's a fun game, right? But like, it feels good to be wanted. It feels good to be desired. And it feels very natural, you know, if you are a feminine person looking after, you know, looking out for a masculine person, to allow them to pursue you. But in order to do that, you need to let them know that there's something to be pursued. You need to let them know that they have a chance, you know? If you come in and are like, I don't need no man, well, it's like, cool. Go the fuck away. Like, you know, like, I don't need you. Like, what are we doing here? Or I'll get into business mode. Like, cool. Well, you know, that's not on the table. Then I'll look at you as a prospect, right? Or I'll look at you as a colleague. I'm like, then we're done. Because in my mind, we can't be both. You know, I don't want to do business with people I'm sleeping with. And I don't want to sleep with the people I'm doing business with. I cut clear lines, you know?
Yeah.
And once you cross that table, I'm sorry, hun, but you're done forever. And I'm not the only person who thinks that way. And I know a lot of women who feel the same way about men. So guys, if you're interviewing them, you're asking them 20 questions, stop that. Like, you know, get into your heart, be playful, let them see that you're interested in them, you know, in them, in gorgeous creature who's in front of you. And it's that fun cat and mouse of like both people coming in there and like really letting each other know. It's like, I'm going to give you a chance and I think you can win this. I'm on your team. I want you, you know, I want you to want me. Like, we're working on this together and let's make this like a really fun thing. But like, as Sophie was saying, you know, that requires space. You need to have space in your heart and your mind to play that game, to have fun with it, to be, you know, to let yourself relax into it and enjoy the process. Otherwise, it just sucks. And why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's been really interesting connecting with other women, having conversations where it's kind of like, I don't know what I want. Like, I don't know if I actually want a relationship right now. I don't know if I just like want to have some company in my life. I don't know if I actually want to have a long-term relationship. So getting clear on what you're actually making the space for is huge so that you can be transparent in that. And if you don't know, to be transparent with that too. But I think the most important thing that this ties back to is you knowing who the fuck you are, quite frankly. And I think what happens for a lot of entrepreneurs and why dating becomes so difficult is we are so involved in our businesses that sometimes we forget who we are outside of our business. And so when people ask us, it's like, okay, what hobbies do you have? Or what do you do for fun? You're like, well, I coach clients and I eat food and I build my business. It's kind of like, oh yeah, there's other things and there's other facets of me being a human that maybe necessarily don't involve the business. And so I think it's important for entrepreneurs, especially in the dating world, to give yourself permission to develop the other aspects of your personality and who you are as a human being so that you can connect with people on different levels other than just business. And if you connect on business, fantastic. But also give room to, you know, whether you work out or whether you're into some other hobbies or some other traits, like figure out what it is you enjoy and how you enjoy spending your time. And so you have those ways to connect with people in the dating world.
And it'll also improve your business. Yay. So, you know, like if you are a service-based entrepreneur, that means you are working with people, you know, day in, day out, you're serving people, then you have a responsibility to be well-rounded yourself. You do. You can't be one-dimensional. People don't relate to one-dimensional characters. And, you know, I used to think that, you know, I can only portray myself as a coach or whatever. And thank God to Libby Crow, I'm going to call you out because you're a rock star and you deserve a lot of love and a lot of props, who really pushed me to show all of my different dimensions to my clients, in my marketing, and all over the place. And what's fun with that is that it helped me expand, right? Because I realized that going out there and living my life fully and having hobbies and going to festivals and traveling and, you know, being a complete weirdo and doing all this stuff and, yeah, getting drunk at brunch with friends on a Sunday because why not? All of that, you know, makes me a human, not just a business machine. And people can relate with that. And that's beautiful for business. I think it's critical for marketing, but also gives you some shit to talk about when you go on that date because people want to be with people who are people, you know, who are humans and who have things going on with them that they can share in and participate in. As much as my girlfriend is awesome and supports my work and tries to wrap her mind around what I do, it's not like she can join me in it, you know? So if all I did was my work, how would she relate to me? You know, it would just be this massive wall that you would never be able to climb over. But fortunately, there's a lot more to me and we can share with all of that. And then my business becomes something that we can talk about and share. That's just another dimension. And it's a fun dimension because of the fact that you can't really share in it. It's something that is mine. And it's awesome because she has things in her life that are hers. And so we get to learn about them. And it's kind of really fun and sexy to have that. So remember that even though you might be in a place of really big business growth, and so it might dominate a lot of your time, that you do have a responsibility to both yourself and your clients and to your future partners. Go out there and have fun and to get used to thinking about it actually as a business building tool to have other things in your life that are going on.
Heck yes. Woo! And to say, you know, when just as we start to wrap up here, really starting to get clear on what you actually want. Right. Not to say that you plan on finding that in the next week, or maybe you do, but to really create the clear intention of what it is you're looking for from all angles. From, again, if you're somebody who is more spiritually woke, from a spiritual perspective, from physical perspective and mental and emotional perspective, what are the qualities, traits, characteristics that you feel are valuable and important for your partner to have? And in retrospect to that, how are you embodying those qualities and traits in your own life? So again, recognizing and remembering that dating oftentimes tends to be the mirror for how you show up, and you tend to attract what you are, not necessarily what you want. The biggest thing to understand is you get to evolve and really become and embody the person that you want to date and that you want to be in the relationship with. And what's exciting about this, as you start to make your list for yourself, is in the next episode coming up, we're going to be diving all into what it actually takes to evolve and how to actually become and embody that next level person. On that note, Dan?
Yeah. So your task for this one, I'm going to assume that, you know, if you're still listening to this episode, that you are dating, that you are either single and looking, or whether, you know, you've got a couple things or one thing going on, whatever, and you're still kind of like on the market, shall we say? This is going to be a sort of marketing task. I want you to come up with your avatar, your target audience, your target market for who you're looking for. And just as if you're going to do it in good marketing, you're going to go into all of the aspects of what they are, who they are, what they do, their hobbies, their hopes and dreams, their concerns, their challenges, their strengths, like everything, right? So you really know, you can see them in front of you, so that when you are, let's say, on an app, for example, or when you're out, you know who you're looking for and you know how to speak with them, right? So I want you to really create that. And then, hey, if you're on apps or any other kind of dating service, I want you to take a look at your profile and make sure that your pictures are in line with that avatar. So when they see it, they know that they're finding you and that they're supposed to speak with you. And, you know, when you look at your copy, we're going to call it, you know, your profile copy, make sure that that lines up with the words your avatar would use and the concepts and everything that your avatar is looking for, so that you can start dialing things in, make things even more fun for yourself, and get even better results.
Woo! And on that episode, or on... on that note, y'all, we will see you on the next episode.
Right, right. Remember, guys, if you liked this, please share it out. Leave us some reviews on iTunes. Let us know what you think. And if you have anything that specifically you want us to talk about, let us know.
And until next time, dating stories, please. I'd love to read those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we dive in. All right, guys. We will see you soon.
Bye.